Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, one of the questions we get at, or I get asked at least two, three, four times a week if I'm taking a trade from somebody is, how fast am I going to get this money? Because yes. I just bought a boat today, or I bought a car today, or I bought some sort of, maybe even a house. How fast can I get the money?
Yeah, so obviously when people save for retirement, they're wanting to use that money. Sure. And so one of the things that does take some time is, you know, it's not as simple as moving money with that's in cash from one checking account to another. You know, if the money was sitting in cash, it's immediate. We can immediately ACH that money to your checking account. Usually in 1 to 3 days, the bank will show that. Most banks are doing 1 day, it's there. But when we have to sell an investment, when we have to actually sell something, that means we're selling, if we're selling an ETF, we're selling the S&P 500, let's say, and we're selling that, well, somebody is buying it from you. Remember, every time you sell something, there has to be a buyer. So it takes time for that buyer's money to then show up in the Charles Schwab account. And so that usually takes the trade date plus 2 days. So if you were to sell an investment, and that's 2 business days, mind you. So if you're calling us on a Thursday, then that money's not gonna be in your account. We can't send it until about Monday.
And that's Thursday when the market's open too.
Correct. So if there's a holiday, you could, you know, some of these Columbus days and you know, these Good Fridays, some of these days are kind of surprising people. They don't think about the holidays. And like you're saying, that was a big issue with Good Friday coming up here recently because a lot of people don't necessarily celebrate that holiday the same way. And so that is where it takes a little longer. So if you're saying, hey, why is my money not moved in 3 or 4 days? Well, first off, it's trade day plus 2 days, business days. And then you also have the ACH when we send it to your bank. Now, this also works when we're moving money with inside Charles Schwab. You know, if we sell money in a joint account and we're trying to fund Roth IRAs, which is a big topic we're dealing with at the moment, when we sell that money, we have to sell it, move it after it settles, and then it shows up in the account. And then, of course, a risk officer is going to look at your account and make sure you signed your form. You know, one of the things people forget is why can't I just move money? Why can't you just move the money in yourself? Well, because you don't want to give us that much power. You know, one of the things when you move money from a joint account to your individual Roth IRA is they want to make sure your spouse is okay with you moving money from a joint account, which is co-owned by two people, into an account owned by one person. And that takes a little longer, and that's part of the security matrix. But it's also a lot safer because you've actually got people in the process making sure this is done correctly. Now, this is going to change on May 28th. It's going to go to trade plus 1 day. That's a big benefit. We're excited about that because it's going to shorten a lot of these days. Because remember, with the trade day plus two, if you call us pretty much any day after Monday or Tuesday, it's going to be the next week. So with it being 1 day shorter, it's going to make this money move a lot faster.
Right. And I hear that the Federal Reserve has a new system in place that also expedites your receipt of the funds.
So one of the things the Federal Reserve, I think it's called Fed Funds Now.
FedNow Service
is what they're doing is they're doing instant service where your money can go instantly from your bank to your checking account. Now, currently, that is not something that's been rolled out in a big form with a lot of our local institutions. So a lot of the bigger banks are doing that. You know, if you bank with, it's probably Charles Schwab Bank, I would expect in the near future that it'll be almost instant. And that's going to be huge because that's going to cut the day out. But, you know, one of the biggest credit unions we work with, to my knowledge, is not currently using that program. But that's really exciting because with that way of doing it, they're going to verify that checking account has your name on it. And so you're going from your name to your name, and it'll be instant. And I'm really excited about that because that's really going to speed up the process.
So overall, the big impact of this new change here is that you're going to get your money faster, but yeah. Kind of bear with us in the meantime until this May 28th.
Well, and also to understand, there's a big educational gap. Like, this money is not held in a bank account.
Right.
This money is held by an investment. That investment is held by a different company. You know, if you look at some of our biggest companies we work with, BlackRock, Vanguard, you know, State Street, Columbia, those are companies that are not part of Charles Schwab. So yes, Charles Schwab is holding an investment that is invested with Vanguard, potentially. And that Vanguard has to give us all the money. So there's a lot of work in pieces here. And it's actually pretty incredible that all of these companies, all this process can happen as quickly as it does. And it's only getting faster.
Yeah. And these are good things to, you know, it's good to look at these things as they're coming down the line as the the news breaks about the trade settlement day shortening. So thank you so much for everything today, and thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight.
Have a great day.